and we were separated for 12 years.
Now I will describe the house in which we lived. It was facing the market square. The entrance was an enclosed porch. The roof of the porch was constructed so it could be opened one half on each side. It used to be opened for the Sukkot holidays, where we used to eat during that week. From the porch, we entered the big room, which served as our dining room and as my mother's and my father's workshop. My mother used to sew dresses and other clothing for some of the townspeople and for women from the surrounding villages. My three sisters learned the trade from her. She also employed some girls to help her. The table was on the right side. There were two wooden benches along the walls at right angles. There was a kerosene lamp on the table. We had no electricity in the town. We also used candles. At times, we made our own candles from the rendered animal fat, which came from my grandfather's butcher business. On the left side of the room, there was a big clothes closet, also a smaller pantry closet. On the left side, there were two bedrooms. The first one was used by my mother's parents. They must have moved in after my father left. This is my guess. To the rear of this room, on the left side, was a combination kind of stove and fireplace, which was used to heat the house in the winter. We used wood. We also had a Pripichuk, which was used to cook on and for the heat. The next room to the rear of this big room, I guess it was a kitchen. It had a large stove where my mother used to bake bread. On top of it, there was sleeping space, also a bed next to it. On Fridays, my mother used to cook a meal for the next day. It consisted of meat and potatoes. She used to leave it in the stove overnight with the door of the stove sealed with wet cloths. And it was opened at lunch for the Sabbath meal after my grandfather and we boys used to come from shul. This dish was called chont. I still remember the taste of it. It was delicious. This room was also used by my grandfather to sell his meat. The second bedroom was used by my mother, Lily, Frida, myself, and my brother Nehemiah, who was 2 years older than I. The next room towards the rear was a multi-purpose room. It was used for storage. It has a cold closet where we used to keep milk, butter, cheese, etc. There was an entrance to a cellar where we stored a supply of potatoes, which we grew ourselves. I'll tell about it later.